Senate President Karen Fann and the vendors she hired to conduct a controversial review of the 2020 vote in Maricopa County often derided the county's own efforts to verify the accuracy of the election. But their criticism of previous audits and recounts, as well as other questions they've raised about the election to justify continuing their work, reveals, at best, some fundamental misunderstandings about how the county's elections are run. KJZZ's Ben Giles has a closer look.
Fann and her auditing team are often asked why this whole endeavor is even necessary. After all, the county already conducted a hand recount of a portion of ballots after November 3rd to verify votes were properly tallied by machine. Earlier this week, Fann told conservative radio host Mike Broomhead that wasn't good enough.
You talk about Maricopa County doing a hand count. They did a very small amount. If you remember, this was an extremely tight race. They also pre-picked which boxes they were going to do the hand count out.
She's repeating a claim made by Randy Polin, her designated spokesman for the audit, who said in June there was something nefarious about the county pre-selecting which ballots would be used in the hand recount.
You just know that those are going to get... You're going to have a bias in the sense that if there's anything, those are going to be treated special.
The problem is, the claim isn't true. Ballots weren't pre-selected by the county. Appointees from county political parties randomly selected batches of early ballots and randomly chose what vote centers will be used for a recount of Election Day votes. This is all done according to state law. Critics say Fann's vendors, including Cyber Ninja's CEO Doug Logan, would know this if they had election-related experience. Trey Grayson is a Republican and the former Secretary of State of Kentucky and helped write a report critical of the Arizona audit.
Relevant experience is an important criteria. It's not the only criteria, but it's an important one, and they clearly didn't do this. But even by hiring somebody who didn't have the experience, it doesn't look like they went out and did their homework.
After a briefing by Fann and Cyber Ninjas at the state capitol on Thursday morning, County Board Chair Jack Sellers, also a Republican, criticized Logan and other auditors for posing open-ended questions portrayed as suspicious, even though what's actually happening is normal to anyone with election experience. But it's those questions that senators like Fann are latching onto as evidence that more auditing is needed. That may include a canvassing effort, going door-to-door to ask voters about their ballot. Logan said he recommended the step because he couldn't explain different totals from a record of ballots mailed versus a record of early ballots cast.
I think when we've got 74,000, it merits knocking on a door and validating some of this.
But as Sellers pointed out, there's often explanations for Logan's questions. Early ballots weren't mailed after October 23rd, so that's the last date a report of mailed ballots was produced. But plenty of voters, tens of thousands, cast early ballots in person the week before Election Day, meaning more early ballots were cast than mailed. Logan has complained the county won't team up to conduct his work and blamed their refusal to help him as part of the reason the audit has dragged on for nearly 3 months. But Republican Supervisor Bill Gates says they have no interest in teaming up with inexperienced vendors who air dubious questions in a public setting.
If we were dealing with serious auditors who had elections experience, that would be one thing. But that's not what we're dealing with. We're dealing with people who have preconceived notions.
Despite their missteps and lack of expertise, Fann told reporters she's confident in the work conducted by Cyber Ninjas and other vendors.
This is the best we can go on right now. There are no certified election auditors in the nation. This is the first of its kind in the entire nation. And this is the start of a whole new industry, probably.
Fann also repeated her claim that this whole endeavor isn't about overturning the election.
This isn't about the 2020. It's not about Republicans. It's about election integrity.
Not all of Fann's fellow GOP senators feel the same way. After the Capitol briefing, Senator Wendy Rogers tweeted demands to recall Arizona's presidential electors and decertify the election. And Fann's top auditor, Doug Logan, spread conspiracies of election fraud before Fann ever hired him. Since then, he's appeared in a film promoting the existence of a vast conspiracy to steal the election from former President Donald Trump. When asked about that contradiction, Fann refused to answer. Ben Giles, KJZZ News, Phoenix.